Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical approaches on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Are you off to start your first year of college? If so, you're going to be faced with stressors that are coming at you left and right. Today, we're going to explore how to proactively handle those stressors so that you can maintain your health and well-being and be successful in your first year of college. Let's dive in. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Before we get started, I want to share with you some free guides that I've developed to help you start to lead yourself and lead your team. You head over to drwilliamramey.com and you can download your free guide on how to seek better feedback, how to establish yourself as a leader. As a college student, especially within your first year, you're going to be faced with problems you haven't seen before, experiences that you haven't had before. So you want to be able to pinpoint and understand what's working well and what isn't. To do that, you have to get very good at seeking feedback. So the guide I developed for you is going to help you get actionable feedback that you can actually put into practice. You have free templates on how to ask better questions, how to capture that feedback, and what to do with it so you can move forward. Head over to drwilliamramey.com and grab your free 5-step guide and worksheet today. So starting college is a major milestone in your life. For some of you, it's going to be filled with excitement. It's going to come with pressure. It's going to come with a sense of accomplishment and a little bit of maybe anxiety or unease. And you're not alone if you feel overwhelmed. Any transition period into something new and the unknown is going to come with this sense of being unsure about the future, or being a little bit cautious and maybe even cautiously optimistic about what you're getting into. The first year of college is a huge transition for you. You're going to be faced with academic pressure, homesickness, financial strain, developing new relationships. But here's the good news. There are proactive steps and proactive measures that you can take in order to stay ahead of those stressors, be prepared for them as they come up, as you enter this new chapter. So let's talk about the stressors first, identify what those may be, and then we'll get into how to deal with those stressors and how to stay ahead of things with some strategies to mitigate the impacts. So the college transition involves more than just showing up to class. It's about building a new life in a new environment. So you may be living away from home for the first time, or you may be managing your own schedule for the first time, managing your finances for the first time, having to cook healthy meals for yourself for the first time, making new friends, adapting to a different academic experience than what you had in high school prior to college. It may be a culture shock if you moved across the country and went to college in a different region than you grew up in. There may be some culture shock there, bringing people together from different areas of the country or even from overseas. You may be experiencing some language barriers, some communication barriers, some relationship development barriers. Research shows that first-year college students often experience emotional instability, test anxiety, and struggles with management and finances. The issues here can pile up rather quickly and can go from stress to overwhelm to burnout if you aren't focused and have rituals and routines put in place to deal with these. And the ultimate goal there is not only will your health start to suffer, but your academic performance can suffer, and that just becomes this multiplying effect and force on you. Some students transition smoothly, others maybe not, and they need time, they need tools, they need tactics, to be able to utilize to overcome the stress that comes with being a first-year college student. And that's okay. That's normal. So now let's shift from what the stresses are and what makes this hard to what actually helps you move forward. I'm going to cover a few different proven strategies here that can reduce stress, help you build resilience as you work through your first year. First, prioritize self-care, healthy habits, and you have to form those healthy habits early on. They're foundational. Get enough sleep, 6 to 7 hours, because sleep affects memory, sleep affects mood, sleep affects energy levels. So make sure you have and try to stay consistent with the time that you go to bed and the time that you wake up. Regardless of when your classes start, have a set time for when you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning. Try to shoot for 6 to 7 hours if possible. Eat regular balanced meals. Don't skip meals. Try to avoid the fast food. If you're eating on campus, go out there. Fruits, vegetables, proteins, healthy fats. When I went to school at Drexel for the DBA program, the doctoral program, the lunches there were catered, but they were catered intentionally with brain, cognitive boosting, energy boosting foods, healthy fats, healthy proteins, greens, veggies, fruits, complex carbohydrates, so that we never hit that afternoon slump, right? Feed your body the right way. The next is move your body. You can you probably have access to a gym if you're living on campus, and if you're not living on campus as a student, you still have access to that gym. Build that into your routine. Hit the gym, walk to class, be outside, get some fresh air. You can go dancing. You can find an active club, some way, shape, or form. But try to get some physical movement in each and every day. Try to get high intensity interval training in at least 3 times a week. Work that into your routine so that you can get those boosts of dopamine, endorphins, and again, physical activity also helps build, boost your mood and helps build a healthy immune system. And then next, the way to prioritize self-care is use mindfulness apps, mindfulness tools. You have Calm, you have Headspace, you have different apps out there, Brain FM, to help you bring yourself back down, put you in the right frame of mind, whether that be for creative time, study time, meditation time, sleep time. Use those technical tools that are available to you so you can stay at your best and prioritize your self-care. Next, here's another strategy for you. Building a supportive network of people around you. When you're living away from home, relationships matter most. Friendships. So you can include yourself in class activities. Say yes to those student organizations. Get out of the dorm room. Get involved in student organizations. You may have like a science-focused student organization, an astrophysics student organization. You might have a campus security, a student government. Find an activity that you're passionate about or curious about and join that organization. Get out, get involved, be social. Stay in touch with friends and family from back home. It is too easy to stay connected today. Snapchat, text message, FaceTime, you know, you name it. Shoot a line out to somebody. Let them know you're thinking of them. Have a time each day or several times a week where you're calling home so that you know at least, hey, if things are going south, you know you're going to talk to family, you know you're going to talk to friends. You have that built into your routine, so you have those touch points of people around you that want to boost and lift you up. Speaking of professors, mentors, faculty on campus, they want to see you succeed. Meet with your professors during your student hours. Go out and have those conversations about your academic performance, or have those conversations about the curiosity you want to follow in an academic field. Build a strong support system around you. Be social, be active, because it can buffer against isolation. It can buffer against those feelings of loneliness. Your friends will drag you out. Go out, but it comes with a balance, right, of academic performance as well. Don't forget that. The next strategy here is to strengthen time management and study skills. And this is one of the biggest stressors, and it's also the most fixable, is how you manage your time, how you approach studying. First and foremost, have a dedicated space for studying, have a dedicated space for living. Separate those two, because it's going to put you in the mindset to be able to study when you're in that space, and it's not going to bleed over to your cool, calm, restful, recharging space of your living quarters. So you can use a planner, you can use an app to track your deadlines, set up your calendar, set up your tasks that are due for each day, and then just work off your to-do list. The next would be to make sure those big projects, break those down into smaller steps, the incremental steps for progression. You can create a weekly schedule and stick to it. again, like I said before, get up at a certain time each day. Physical activity is scheduled. Mindful activity is scheduled. Study time is scheduled. Work is scheduled. And sleep is scheduled. Find that balance. Get into that routine. That's going to help your circadian rhythm. That's going to help your cognitive function be in line so that you can perform and be at your best and take on those stressors. And then one last piece here about time and task management. Use those campus tutors. Use that online writing center. Use those labs, those study pods that you have available to you so you can create that space that you need to get the work done that you need to get done, and your mind is focused on one task. You put yourself in that flow state and you're ready to go. The next strategy I have here, practice positive thinking and resilience. How you talk to yourself matters. Self-talk matters. Reframe negative thoughts. Instead of saying, "Ah, I'm terrible at this. I'm never going to understand it." Say, this is challenging. Here's what I can do to improve. This is difficult for me. I don't understand it yet. But if I focus my time and attention an hour a week, I bet I can get better at it. Just reframe that what's difficult into a challenge is being willing to overcome. Use the power of yet. Have that positive self-talk. Focus on what you can control and understand and let go of what you can't. You can't change everything. You can't control everything. Know what you can, focus on it, let go of the rest. And allow yourself to try new things, to make mistakes, to grow. Growth happens when you're not comfortable. Be resilient. Bounce back from setbacks. Find your plan. Adjust what you need to adjust and move forward. Building resilience takes practice. So if you're staying comfortable, you're going to stay plateaued. You're not going to grow. You're not going to experience new things. When you're out and being challenged, practice positive self-talk, practice the reframe, practice, you know, bouncing back from setbacks, and you'll get better at it each and every time. One more strategy I have for you is ask for help early. Ask for help often. There's no shame in needing help. It's actually seen and it should be seen as a strength. When you identify that you can't do something on your own or you're not picking something up easily, ask for help. Universities typically offer free or low-cost wellness counseling peer mentoring services. Take advantage of those. Also, link up with your professors if it's an academic issue during their office hours. Your professors want to see you succeed. Come with what you've tried. Come with what you are, have a plan for that conversation, but have the conversation. That's half the battle, is getting there and admitting that you need help and then using the resources available to you. And if you're struggling emotionally, if you're struggling academically, again, the sooner you get support, the sooner you can get back on track. Don't let the problem snowball on you until it's too big or difficult to handle. Access help early, access help often. So your first year of college is going to challenge you. It's going to change you. It's a transformative time in your life. Stress is a natural part of that transformation. But with these proactive strategies, these tools that you now have access to, put them into play, put them into practice, and you're going to find yourself standing at the end of your freshman year of college successfully set up and ready to continue your academic journey. Practicing self-care, building healthy habits, building positive routines into your schedule is what's going to help you be prepared for those stressors as they come, and they will come. Remember, you belong here, you've worked for it, you're in the right place. Get after it, continue to be the absolute all-star that you are, and remember that you've got this. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. If you enjoyed today's episode, download it, share it with your friends, give us a like, whether you're listening on whatever platform you're on, we're available on many. And head over to drwilliamramey.com, download those free guides that I've created for you based on research, based on experience. They're going to help you out. If you'd like to keep the conversation going, you can follow me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or WillRamey1. If you want to see more episodes in video, head over to my YouTube channel, Leadership Decoded Podcast. You can find us there as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.